U.S. Chief of Staff Dale Moore says upcoming listening sessions ahead of formation of the 2007 Farm Bill are more than window dressing. Moore says USDA Secretary Mike Johanns wants grassroots involvement so lawmakers craft a farm bill that makes sense.
He wants to give folks an opportunity to come in, tell them, the folks with the boots on the ground, what's going on your farms, how has this farm program worked for you, how could it improve, what things do you think we need to take a look at, and frankly, where do we need to focus the debate? And we're also anticipating that there are going to be a number of folks out there that, you know, have beyond just their personal stories, but, you know, some data, some input, you know, some actual policy proposals that they want to share. And we're going to make sure that we have an opportunity, you know, for folks who want to give us something in writing to get that information in and give us a chance to look that over as we get ready for the Farm Bill debate.
Former USDA Secretary Ann Veneman did not submit a proposal ahead of the 2002 Farm Bill, leaving it up to lawmakers to craft a working document. This time around, Moore says the Ag Secretary will likely have greater input in the Farm Bill's formative stage. And Johanns may even put together a bill for congressional consideration.
Secretary Johanns has indicated that he is not ruling out submitting a proposal. He certainly intends on providing his input and his ideas, but that's why we feel it's important, why he feels it's important to get started right now, get that input, because you know, the Farm Bill debate should begin in earnest sometime next year. So if we're going to have some ideas, some policies, and perhaps, as he suggested, if necessary, even some actual bill language that we want to share, we need to have that ready early so that the committees of jurisdiction up on the Hill have a chance to look at that, and we certainly are going to be working closely with them as this process proceeds.
Complicating the Farm Bill debate is a pending World Trade Organization case against the U.S. cotton industry, as well as the ongoing Doha round of trade negotiations. Moore says the new Farm Bill will comply with all WTO rules and will be influenced by the outcome of the Doha round.
Yeah, that's almost a given. I think it's important for folks to keep that in mind. The United States takes its responsibilities as a member of the WTO extremely. It's a very high priority for us. So if we need to, you know, make sure that farm programs are consistent with those, because we expect other countries to live up to the agreements in those as well and comply with them. So if we're going to, you know, raise cane when they may not necessarily be lined up like we think they ought to, we've got to make sure we're doing everything we can to be in compliance as well.
The World Trade Organization ruled in March that the U.S. Cotton Step 2 export program amounts to an illegal trade subsidy. USDA has crafted a response and shared it with cotton industry officials, but has yet to unveil it to the public. The U.S. has until July 1st to comply with the WTO ruling.